We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Got the whole team in the building. I'm your co-host, Drill Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take it with you. Our boy, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, producer extraordinaire. He came in sounding like he chewed a carton of cigarettes this weekend. But nevertheless, we got our man, Statman Brett.
Yeah!
All right. No AKAs this week.
Last week was pretty trash. I'm going to take a few weeks off.
not bad, eh?
Well, I missed a golden opportunity, chose a bad one. So I'm just, you know, pulling off. And
then back a little bit, okay.
Yeah. Right.
So better not to wade into the waters.
Exactly. Yeah. I'll dive in later.
All right. Fair enough.
Maybe later in the show. We'll see.
Well, no, not later in the show. You don't.
Well, I mean, with a bad joke or bad puns or whatever.
Well, I mean, that's going.
Not with the AKAs. No, but not with the AKAs. Yeah, no, not AKAs.
Okay, yeah, those are.
That's the beginning. That's the intro. I understand that. I know my rules.
Because it'd be weird if we're talking about the Giants later in the show.
AKA.
Yes, that'd be weird. So I'm glad you're not.
If you have a fire one that does come to your mind.
Yeah, and if you do get a fire one, please just interrupt.
Yeah, just drop it in.
Yeah.
Wait, you're giving me. All right. Cool. No. I hear you, and I'm accepting that. All right. Now it is up to me to judge whether it's fire or not.
The more serious the topic, the better.
Yeah, always better.
Even though I don't think we're getting.
I feel like
we just
gave him like the nuclear launch.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Well, we'll pull the reins back if we have to.
Well, no, I'm sure we will. No, you gave me the red buttons. Yeah. I have the controls over here. You can't really shut me down.
Yeah, once I've given him, I gave him the red button access.
Yeah, you did.
If he just says it. He pushes it.
The little plastic thing is up on the. There's no protection on that red button.
I mean, don't you know that classic saying? You can't take your words back. It's like putting the toothpaste back into
into the tube.
Yeah,
can't do it.
I mean, I really love putting.
Hold on, where were you going with that? Before I helped you out. You're going to say the tube?
Yeah,
you think you're going to get there?
100%
I'm going to S-wind his way back into that one.
All right. Fair enough. Oh, man. All right. We got hoops on the way. We got Rudy's picks. Rudy's been on a bit of a hot streak, just betting on the Giants. So we'll see if that streak continues. NFL is right around the corner. We're going to talk about that. News, foreign correspondent, Olympics, all sorts of stuff. But we start with the news of the weekend, Bobby Bowden passed away. I should have laughed.
Why are you laughing?
That's a really weird chuckle.
Wow.
He's a college football legend.
I was laughing news of the because weekend. Obviously I felt the news of the weekend was messy, and
that's
we're going to get there in a
say,
second.
Yeah.
But I was trying to trip everyone up, and I only tripped up myself.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's start that over. All right, we start with the news of the weekend. College football legend Bobby Bowden passes away at the age of 91. Is that more the tone we're going for?
I mean, that shouldn't lead any news story. That's just like a side note.
That's a side note, yeah. But I just wanted to mention it.
And you put it as our lead. Good for you.
Yeah.
We'll get back to it. All right, let's talk about the news of the weekend, if we could.
News of the year.
Soccer legend Lionel Messi is leaving Barca. What? And going where, Derek? Where's he headed?
He's going to PSG now.
PSG?
Yeah.
What can you tell the folks about PSG here? Do you,
Paris Saint-Germain, they are, Ligue 1, not champions, actually. They lost it this past year. But they are a deep-pocket organization in which, obviously, hence why they have Leo Messi. But again, they play in Ligue 1. It's the of all the top leagues in Europe, they are the lesser of the bunch. But again, they have the most money. A lot of oil money coming in from there. And one of the only teams Messi was actually able to probably go to. Man City was probably another team that had a chance of getting them just with their money. But they had already committed a lot of money to getting Jack Grealish. And they did not think Messi was a option. So Pep never planned for Messi as a possibility because no one thought Messi was leaving.
Yeah,
even Messi himself thought he wasn't leaving. Messi was essentially all set to re-sign with Barcelona. But the financial fair play was coming into effect because they, one, Barca was in a terrible hole beyond belief right now.
A black hole.
And they were unable to get themselves out of it by trying to sell the players they had. They needed more players to take pay cuts, which some players weren't willing to do. They needed more than that, though, ultimately. And they just didn't have the money to be able to keep Messi around, and they had to let him go.
And financial fair play, essentially, for the listeners out there that are unfamiliar.
Financial fair play is a team has to show that they are making money off of the transactions that they are doing. So they cannot show that they're ever going deeply into a hole. Like, they have to showcase that I'm spending $500 million. I'm getting that back through the ticket sales, through the selling of other players. I have to make sure you're not falling into the hole. They do this because we almost lost the Italian league some years back because so many teams were just spending, trying to get as many players as they possibly could and sunk themselves to a point of damn near no return. They were able to. And now FIFA established this code where each team has to showcase that they aren't just sinking down, and Barcelona is sinking. So they couldn't afford to keep Messi around. Ergo, Messi has now signed a 2-year contract with PSG for roughly 35 million euros a year, which is not as much as he would have been making at Barcelona if he had been able to sign that contract. But that's just Barcelona being incompetent when it comes to how to run the system. They had a great thing going on when Messi started up from their club. They are used to that because pretty much that entire team was grown within their own system. And then they tried to buy players. And that becomes that's a difficult point because you cannot, football is a game of feel more so than any other sport out there. And to try to mesh people together just because they're good doesn't always work in this game.
Never works out, yeah.
Not in this game, not like in basketball or football. Like if you compare a great wide receiver with a great quarterback, obviously magic will happen. But if you pair two great strikers together or a wingback and a striker, that doesn't always work out.
Players need their space out there.
It is totally about that and how they're able to respond to each other and their movements. And that's what football is about. And so Messi, they had a team that was built purely on buying players that were good. And they have a solid team, no doubt. But they didn't do it properly and got themselves in a situation where Barca is now in a really,
really
sad spot right now. Yeah, I feel for them.
Sucks.
I feel for those fans. I feel for Messi and him not being able to return to the club that he wanted to. He wanted to leave last year. He mentioned that. He said he wanted to leave last year, but this year he wanted to stick around, and he was going to. It all seemed like he was. So this is shock news all across the world. The only people that are truly happy about this is Paris and maybe Real Madrid. But other than that, the rest of the world is in shock. It is a complete... The fact that he is leaving, the fact that we won't see this man playing in those colors. Now, I am a PSG supporter in the fact that I used to love them a lot when Zlatan played there, as I'm a huge Zlatan fan. If you follow the show, you know. Zlatan is my boy. I cannot deny that. And when he played there, I was all for hopefully seeing him win. And I do like seeing that they're a fun squad, what they've assembled. And they have a squad now.
Oh, my
PSG
God.
PSG has a squad right now. I mean, they have Mbappe, they have Neymar, they have Angel Di Maria, they have Sergio Ramos, they have Gini Wijnaldum, they have Marco Verratti. The list keeps going on. And they're adding Messi to the squad.
Unbelievable.
It's insane.
If this team doesn't win the Champions League, it will be the biggest waste of oil money ever spent.
Facts.
All across the world.
Facts.
And that's including all the money you put into those stupid little Priuses and stuff like that. You know, I guess they don't actually need... They're hybrids, so yeah, you need gas.
Yeah,
it's wasted gas. If you have a Prius, you're wasting gas. Just get a full electric one for the most part. Come on.
Yeah,
sure. And they're just ugly to look at, too. Sorry.
They are. And that's... Yeah. You know what grinds my gears? Why do we have to make all these electric cars so ugly?
I know the idea of aerodynamics comes into play, and for some reason, aerodynamics only works on disgusting-looking cars. To get the best aerodynamics, we have to have these things shaped like turds, essentially. You know?
I mean, I feel like Tesla's kind of figured it out. They have actually some sleek cars that are electric, and they're powerful, too.
I hate Teslas. I think they're so ugly.
Really? I think they're ugly.
Yeah, I think
their
they're
sedan
disgusting.
Is so basic though. There's nothing.
Yeah,
that's
yeah. I mean, yes, you can't. But it's like they don't.
It's better looking than a Prius. I'll take.
You know
it.
What bothers me? I think the fact that they don't have a grill, and I know they don't need it because they don't have an air intake engine. But like, it's still.
I mean, name me a better looking.
It's all about that frunk, though. Is what they're
fuel efficient car right now than the Tesla
all electric Ferrari.
Okay, that doesn't count.
The all-electric Porsche.
Those are both unattainable. Those are very difficult. Those are high-end.
You mean
reasonable cars that a normal human being could get. Yes. Obviously, a Ferrari would be a ton times better.
Or the new RS7.
Yes, 100%, no doubt. But you're talking...
$140,000 car there? Come on.
Okay.
The Tesla's what, $47,000, $50,000?
You mean something that's reasonable?
Reasonable, not...
Oh, yeah, no, I got nothing for you. Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to go electric and you're not, you know...
Yeah, no, I'm with
Richard
you
there. Richard Branson, then yeah, you
I'm
can
just
get yourself...
saying, slap a grill on there just for looks, you know?
Yeah, grills are overrated.
You think so?
The wrong ones can totally mishandle a car.
Yeah, but the right one can make a car.
Remember
the Denalis back in the day? Just because of their grill, that car looked dope.
Well, that's a Denali, yeah. Those fat, huge grills.
Yeah, it needs something. Yeah. That car might need it, but like,
it's
you know, not every...
5.7 in those batteries.
What a weird place to take this conversation. Really. So back to Messi.
Yeah.
My question for you is, are you excited as a fan? Like, you don't get too pumped up about super teams. You weren't juiced when LeBron came to the Lakers.
Well, I don't think anyone was because we all hate LeBron.
This is a... I would love to be able to see how this team works out. They should be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
Just, but as a fan of the game right now, it's just going to be very odd. It's going to be very
weird.
To see this man not on that team. He's been there for 20 years, you know. He grew up with that squad, literally. Like, the dude came over when he was, like, 12 years old and was, like, born and bred and, like, pumped juices to get himself to become the greatest football player the world has ever seen. And he's moving to a team, which is, I think, that's excitement to a certain degree. I'd love to see how the squad is going to interact. Him going with Neymar again, they were a fantastic combination when they were playing at Barcelona together. And you add Mbappe into there.
Mbappe,
what are we doing here right now?
It is a
ridiculous assortment of riches right now for PSG. And if they do not figure it out, I'm going to be infuriated with them. I think any football fan would be, you better be delicious to watch. Like, I want to see the most tasty form of football ever
with them.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. It's going to be cool to see Ramos and Messi put all that BS to the side and be teammates, finally, because those are two players that have been going at it for the past 20 years.
The only person that would be weirder for him to be teammates with would be Cristiano Ronaldo, other than Sergio Ramos.
Yeah, exactly.
And just because of what Sergio Ramos was to Real Madrid during his times at Barcelona and that rivalry. And again, this is going to take this El Clasico to a whole new level
now,
where this is just a whole new level. It brings it down. To different levels that it's not, not used to in such a long period of time.
It's just an El regular at that point.
Those are pity laughs, I have to say. Those had to be pity laughs, because that was not...
Yeah. I don't care, because I thought that was funny. That was more for me.
I was okay with that.
All right.
I'm okay with
that. El regular.
El regular, yeah.
And then, all right. Yeah.
And then going back to last year when Messi wanted to leave, they could have sold him. They could have gotten a lot of money to help Barcelona get to a better place than they are now.
It is
and
funny
now
how
stuck
how these
with
teams
zero.
Have no... They have this... Again, Barcelona showing their incompetence on the situation. You have a lot of teams that are doing that. I mean, PSG in particular is showing their slight incompetence by not selling Mbappe right now. They probably should have done that.
That too, yeah.
That is something
too.
That's going to come back and haunt them next year. Granted, they got Messi. So they're thinking, we got Messi, and maybe that might keep him around. It's not keeping him around.
No, he's gone for sure.
But that's beside the point, because that's side news. Everything is a footnote to the world of football when it comes to what Messi has done. And I think everyone just kind of takes a standstill. And again, Barcelona, like, RIP.
Yeah.
It's tough. Those fans, those true fans, like in Barcelona, are now
that's
weeping.
Tough, yeah.
They're weeping right now. I mean, he was weeping in his press conference.
Yeah.
The press conference was tough.
See,
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The press conference got a little annoying. I was like, my goodness, how many times can I clap for a person? Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I get it. They gave him like a legit 5-minute standing ovation. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, I get it. He was brilliant. I don't need this much. Like, let's let him hear and talk for a little bit. I like to hear him talk.
What was the odds on PSG for Messi?
I mean, him and Man City were the top two.
Okay, they were the top two.
There was only two teams.
Oh, okay.
That could afford
how expensive he was.
The money that you need to get him.
I wasn't too sure if there was more teams that were in the mix.
And
I knew that it was.
And how late this is in the transfer season right now. Everybody's made their moves for the most part.
Everyone's starts in 2 weeks.
Ligue 1 has already started.
Oh,
really?
Ligue 1 has started this past weekend.
Oh, wow.
PSG has played their first game. They've won. they're, you know, 1-0 in league play right now. So the season is a beginning. Every team was not prepared for this. We've already had hardware handed out. The Community Shield being taken by Leicester City over Man City.
Wow.
That is your FA champion and table and your Premier League champion going head-to-head at the start of the season. And that's a big build piece of hardware for Leicester City to win. They're adding to the trophy case left and right, while others, like Arsenal in particular, are not doing anything.
So are all the league champions like done right before the season starts? Kind of like the FA Cup type of a thing?
I'm sorry, what was the...
Like the FA Cup, that's like the championship game, that's like right before the season starts.
That's the very end of the season.
That's the very end of the season? Yeah.
The last game of the season is the Champions League final, and the game like right before...
No, I meant for league play.
The last game of the English football season is the FA Cup final.
Oh, okay.
But then this is the first game of essentially the league starting.
Gotcha.
Is the Community Shield where they have last year's FA Cup champion and last year's Premier League champion.
Gotcha.
Two thoughts here. So one, Barcelona's got to fire their bookkeper, right? How do you not know?
Their old president's actually back. Or ex-president, ex-senior official came back.
How do you mess this up that royally?
It's just having...
This would be like if Kobe wanted to return for his final two seasons with the Lakers, and they're just like, our bad. We spent too much money. We can't afford you.
It kind of happens more in soccer than any other sport.
The restrictions are much more.
That.
And the way the teams spend money is way out the door than what American sports are in particular. Like American sports, they're actually brilliant. They should international sports should take more of an idea of how American sports have done it because 100%. They have.
With the cap?
They've capped the way of how much they can spend.
To a T.
And they can't allow you to do that whatsoever. While in internet football, it's spend
like,
it all. Come on.
Just make sure don't do it next year.
Yeah.
You know?
So now your squad, PSG, is in Team USA for basketball situation where it's if you win, you're supposed to, and if you don't, you're a giant disappointment.
Well, granted, no matter whatever team Messi's on, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like you expect that from Messi. It's going to be a disaster if he does not win a title in any way, shape, or form.
At least the league. Sorry.
And this team was already bred to win a Champions League before they even got Messi.
Yeah.
And now they add the greatest footballer on the planet. And again,
unbelievable.
I just want to see great football, you know, and that's what I hope from this squad. You see a lot of talent, but how they work together, it's going to be interesting. Again, Messi is someone who I think has thrived when he has very particular people around him, people that know how to get him the ball properly and know where to position themselves. Because that's what football is all about. Your ability to work off somebody else without talking to them in any way, shape, or form, just the feel of the game in that moment. And how it's going to happen, it's a whole new squad, so you can't expect brilliance right away. There's going to come, you know, some growing pains, no doubt. Like with any sport. With any sport. I mean, look what happened when LeBron James joined the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. We thought, 9-8 they started out. It was awful. We thought it was terrible, but they figured it out. You figure out your ways.
Yeah.
And I think with that caliber team, they will. And I think, you know, the rest of the world for sure is just put on notice of this team. It's going to be different. It's just so weird.
It's just weird.
It's very weird right now.
Weird.
It's going to be bizarre.
It's a cloud over the entire footballing world, but it's like sunshine and daisies in Paris. Like the rest of the world is in doom and gloom. Especially Barcelona. Like it's flooded there. Like tears are it's flooded. The streets are flooded with tears, and it's just sunshine and daisies in Paris. They love it.
Well, how does this like knock the the Spanish Premier League down a notch in the like the sport in the league world
just in general? Well,
because I feel like this is going to be
they lost Ronaldo. That was huge.
Exactly. Now that's what I'm saying. They're starting to lose a lot of their big guys.
So it's still a good league because there's a lot of great.
Yeah, it's definitely
playing.
One of the top. But isn't it? Is it like now like maybe the number three league?
It's still going to be. There's still a very talented team. There's still a lot of history within that team. Ligue 1 is not shooting up just because of this. The rest of the league is coming up.
Yeah,
you see it definitely making strides to become more relevant and prevalent. You're seeing a lot of young talent come from that league.
Mm-hmm.
It is still just that. It's kind of a feeder league for everybody.
Yeah,
else.
Exactly. They call it the farm league.
Yes. So it's the A's of the footballing
world. Oh, okay. That makes so much more sense. That's actually a great analogy there.
Yeah, so.
You're speaking my language.
All right, there you have it. 20 minutes on soccer.
Messi.
Messi.
20 minutes on Messi.
You have to do it on Messi, right?
Yeah, it's a must.
There you have it. Let's keep it international for a second. USA! 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 USA. That's right, baby.
Let's go.
Suck it, China.
That's right.
China who, dude?
What? Gotta be quicker
China
than
who,
that.
Baby.
Olympic medals in any other country in the world. And yeah, China, I see you trying to take Taiwan and Hong Kong titles.
Now you want
medals.
Them?
Now you now want you them want as part them of China?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah. That's
I
like
see
some
you.
Coronavirus BS right there, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah,
off.
That is all a right? joke.
No.
That is a joke. Then we're taking Canada. We're taking
Mexico's too,
Mexico.
Okay?
Yeah, Mexico's
whatever
with
they got.
Too. Yeah,
we got two bronzes. I'm ours, all right? Come on. Half of them are over here anyway, okay?
I did
actually, you know what? Anybody that lives here in America that's from a different country, I want those claims of
yeah,
medals
those,
too.
Yeah, 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 exactly. All of them.
Those dual,
if
yeah,
they
those,
train
those
in America, I want to see
boom.
It.
Boom. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. If they like American movies, we claim those too. That you like our pop culture? Yeah, that's our medal.
All right, done.
Yep.
Come on.
Done.
Right. You're not getting any more of my movies, okay? All right?
None.
That's what you're getting.
Yep. Tom Cruise, The Rock, they're ours now. If you like either one of them, our medal.
Our medal.
That's
our,
right.
100%.
That's right.
I don't think China comes even close.
Now, we'll get to the medal count when we get our foreign correspondent, Aaron, on a little later. But I did want to talk about the men's basketball team winning gold because some gold, pun intended, actually came from that. The how drunk Kevin Durant and Draymond Green were together was just
comedy.
Marvelous.
Yeah.
Afterwards, they went on Instagram Live. They talked a bunch of talk, as Draymond always is doing, and just talking about all the doubters and whatnot. And it's like, guys, you guys lost three games.
That's what I hated
yeah.
right now. I was
like calm down, bro.
Annoyed. I was like, okay, yeah, you had doubters out there because, you lost.
Three
and
straight.
And just like enjoy the fact you won a gold medal, man. Like, yeah, you just won a gold medal right now.
Yeah.
All right, why
enjoy
do we always need
moment,
to focus on the
bro.
People that told us we
it was
win
cool
it.
When they were all being patriotic and all that. I actually didn't mind any of it. I didn't mind the trash talking because that's, I mean, like I've said on the show before, I don't think Kevin Durant's ever been happy a day in his life.
Well, yeah, he has to wake up and look at that face every single day.
Oh,
oh God.
That's rough.
And then Draymond is just Draymond.
Happy team, my man. Come on, let's go.
Oh, my God. But I did, there's a couple takeaways I had from the actual style of play in international hoops. And there's a couple things that I really love. One, the refs do not care about your flopping.
No, they weren't calling anything.
So you want to drive to the rack and just not have a plan when you get there and just try and throw something up and bounce off someone. There was a, I forgot what game it was. I think it was Slovenia.
Second,
no, it wasn't even the U.S. I was just had it on and I was watching. I think it was maybe Slovenia, Australia, something like that. And Patty Mills tried that and hit the deck, and the ref literally looked at him up and down like, are you serious? Like,
nice.
Play hoop.
Good for them, dude.
And so I really enjoyed that. Now, the NBA is trying to address that, but I really, really enjoy that. The other thing I really, really, really enjoy is they don't review everything, okay? Make a call. Whoever it went out on in the last 3 minutes of the game, you make the call, stick to your guns, let's play. You know, I get so tired of, let's review, is that a block or a charge? Well, what did he call it? Let's just go. I understand when it's a last-minute shot or something like that.
Yeah, the last, 2 minutes of the game, cool.
Yeah.
Not even that. That's 2 minutes takes forever. All last right. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
30 seconds
fine,
of the game,
right.
Fine. I'll let
fair,
some reviews happen. That's one
two
thing.
Minutes
yeah.
2 minutes
is way
you're
too
right.
much.
You're right.
Because you know how long 2 minutes can take.
And we don't need to get everything right. I mean, let's think about what we're talking about. We're talking about basketball, right? There is no we're not talking about, votes, or we're not talking about anything political or that really, truly, genuinely means something. It means you might be taking away someone's feel-good with a bad call, but, it just... You know what feels good? Getting through an NBA game in 2 hours. That feels great.
Yeah. You know what doesn't feel good? Me having to look at Brad right now in his all-purple getup. I'm now just realizing he's got purple shirt and a purple shirt.
I just
on
honestly
right
woke
now.
Up from a nap and threw stuff on.
Okay, sorry. That was just, I'm just now.
No, honestly.
Purple on purple. You're like a grape, my dude.
You look like
a Welsh's grape.
You look
juice.
Like a white prince right now.
I don't know how to take that.
Draped in purple. Yeah, it's royalty right there.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So I'll take
I'm sorry,
it, sure.
I just had to, I apologize. I'm now just gasping in his...
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do wear weird stuff.
No, you do, but it's just a lot of purple.
You know?
Are those purple shorts?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're purple shorts and purple.
I feel like they're blue, though.
No, those are purple.
Are they purple?
Those
okay.
Are purple. Those are purple.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're purple.
All right, well, we got to take a picture of your all-purple fit on.
Yeah.
And
you
post
have
that.
Have purple shoes on?
No.
No.
No, but that would be legit.
Right,
that would be legit.
Yeah, no,
I mean, I got the black sandals Derek over here. He's got the blue ones, so blue Nikes.
Slides, baby.
Thrilling conversation about what we're wearing. Yeah.
Well, it's not what you're wearing. No one cares about what you're wearing. It's about what I'm wearing.
Because it's purple on purple.
Yeah.
These are the riveting conversations that our fans want to hear.
All right, moving on. My last point about international ball and something I like is they call the unsportsmanlike foul, and I love that. Let's not sit here and review, was it a flagrant one? Was it a flagrant two? And here's what ends up happening. Players just don't argue it because, guess what? The guy's just going, taking his two free throws, and that's it. Unsportsmanlike, it's either unsportsmanlike or you're getting kicked out of the game. There is no flagrant one, flagrant two, hard personal.
I'm 100% under the idea right now that the NBA just has all these rules so the refs can just elongate games. So they keep us there not entertained. Just keep our eyes on that for as long as possible, which is just complete and utter hogwash.
And well, it's a dumb way to go about doing business. So the way to get more eyeballs on your event is to make it last longer and make people want to leave earlier.
Apparently, well, you have to wait till the end of the game, do you not?
Like, I mean, you don't have to.
You can watch it on your phone as you walk out.
But yes, you're right. Any true sportsman.
They still got your eyes, do you not? Yeah. You might be watching the game. No matter what, you're going to watch the game and watch the ending. You're going to stay there as long as possible.
By the way, my fiance has got on to the fact that when I say there's 2 minutes left in an NBA game.
It's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone should figure that out. If you don't have that figured out by now in life, that's on you. That's on you. Like, I don't care if you're a sports person or not. No, you got to know.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, the only thing
basketball, football.
The time is irrelevant for them.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, so we fixed basketball, adopt some of those international rules, and we're good to go.
Yes, sir.
Rudy, you asked the question, are the Lakers the team to beat if they stay healthy? And my answer to that would be no. I still think it's Brooklyn. What say you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, Nets-Lakers at the end, because both squads are insane with veterans and young players. But a full Nets-healthy squad would probably beat the Lakers right now.
They're all like younger versions of the Lakers.
that's true.
Yeah, the Nets. Every little shape and form right now, they're like, like you 2.0.
I think those are the two best teams. I don't know what the futures are on that, but I would imagine those.
Rudy, why do you not have this information?
That is true.
You have like one job here. No bets. Get better with it, man. Let's go. Come on. All right. I want time from here on out. The only words out of your mouth are betting advice, okay? Numbers now on, okay? I want those futures. Let's go. Let's see what they're at.
You are a great coach, sir. Great coach.
You can do it.
Also, in Hoops news, Luka signed the Supermax $205 million Supermax. $207 million, five-year extension with the Mavs. And people were speculating, such people as... what's his name? Bill Simmons was speculating that Luka could be the first player to turn this down and go to free agency. And like, no, that's too much money. Yeah. Even if your franchise sucks, now everyone's going to say it's going to be Zion, and maybe, but turning down $207 million for, I believe, the max you can make after that is like $184 or something.
Sounds about right.
So you're leaving $20 million on the table just to get out of there?
Yeah.
Most young players aren't going to do that. I'm just saying. But Luka re-signs. And another newsworthy note, the NBA is now investigating the deals for Kyle Lowry and with the Heat and Lonzo Ball going to the Bulls for tampering. Yeah. And it's like, duh. What do you think these guys are doing? You think these NBA franchises with billions of dollars at stake are waiting around just twiddling their thumbs till 6 p.m. and then they're like on Wednesday and then they're like, yeah, we're going to call now. We can't talk before. We can't shoot each other a little texty, you know? No, absolutely not. All right, you have those futures?
Yeah, Nets at plus 240, Lakers 400, Warriors 900, Bucks 900, Suns 15, Jazz 15.
I'm surprised to see the Warriors so high.
Exactly.
I'm surprised to see the Nets at +240. That's low.
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen a healthy Klay Thompson in 2 years. So, I mean, I don't know.
True, but it's Klay Thompson, though.
If he does come back, I mean, are they going to be a powerhouse again? Or is it just going to be they're going to be average middle of the pack, maybe a 6 or 7?
No, I don't. I think if he's anywhere near... When old Klay,
he's
going to be. They're going to be a top four seed.
Okay,
I think but we'll
at
see.
At least they should.
They should be. Yeah.
There's not that many other teams out there, though. That's the thing. You know? Like, what other teams? The Jazz are kind of good, but they're the Jazz. Yeah, like, no one has faith in the Jazz. Right, like, seriously.
Right.
No
Nuggets, one has faith in the Jazz. The Nuggets, Suns, they're pretty good. Lakers.
They get Jamal Murray back. But again, and then you have the Suns. They have Chris Paul, so we all know that sucks. You know,
he's only going to get older, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know. So I feel like there's nobody else.
Yeah.
There's just not that many. The teams are we're super teamed now. We're super dub.
Yep.
It's a time of the supers.
Yep. Fair enough.
You know.
All right, let's move on. Rudy, why don't we do your picks now?
Okay.
Because you've been on a real hot streak. So before we get to our little break here. Let's do it. Any minute now. Rudy.
It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. I've been on a heater. You know why? Because the boys are playing well. That's right, the Giants. And who are we playing this week? We're playing the D-backs on a small. We're playing them tomorrow and Wednesday at home. So we're going to bet each of those games, and we're going to take the series as well. The series is at minus 240. Yes, it's a little bit high, but it's not guaranteed money because there's never guaranteed money.
Didn't you also bet the series on the D-backs last week too?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
We won.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then, week before, he bet the series against the Dodgers.
I just want to double check and let our fans know.
I'm rolling with the train. And we're playing the Rockies this weekend as well.
Yep.
So we're going to take that series as well. That series is at minus 210. So we're going to combine those, parlay the two series. We're going to bet every single game as well. So when you combine them, we're going to parlay those two series. It's going to be plus 175. And bet every single game. We might lose one of those games because, you know, it's hard to win 6 or 7 games in a row, but it's okay. Let's get this money, boys. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Talking About Practice. Your man, Drew, Derek, Statman, Brad, Rudy Vasquez, all in the building. Right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And we are made possible by our friends over at Jeep Trail Print Shop, a small, local Chico screen printer that loves great design, small businesses, musicians, educators, and creative customers. Jeep Trail Print Shop specializes in water-based screen printing. Water-based screen printing to bring your vision to life. More information at 530-415-6244 and at jeeptrailprint.com. Appreciate y'all checking us out this evening. Hope y'all had a great weekend. About to have a great week. Let's get to updating people on the going-ons around the world with Derek Isumaki. And the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isumaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. I don't know about you. I used to have a irrational fear as a kid of snakes coming out of my toilet.
Till this day, bro.
I mean, it's gone now. Like, I find the ridiculousness in it, especially in my area.
Mm-hmm.
Where we live, snakes aren't coming up our toilet. If you live in Florida, maybe. You might be getting snakes.
Sure.
You know, that's something. So I definitely, it was an irrational fear. I was definitely a coward as a kid. Still kind of am, but not about snakes coming out of the toilet. But a Florida man, obviously, it happens in Florida, isn't experiencing snakes coming out of his toilet, but you might as well call it a snake when it's an iguana. So a jarred iguana is coming out of this dude.
What?
Dude's pooper. Not his actual pooper, the place where he poops. That would be rough. Wow. An iguana coming out of your pooper. Woo! I'm just thinking the spikes, man. Ugh, that hurts. Oh, God. Having to poop an iguana? Ugh.
As you move around in your chair.
Well, luckily, this toilet bandit of his that was just barricading himself in there decided to launch a 3-day stay inside that toilet. Every single attempt he tried to get that iguana out of it said toilet, it would just crawl back down into the pipes.
Damn.
So, you know, that is a serious, committed iguana that does not want to leave its home, you know, inside your toilet.
Yeah, he's chilling in there. Yeah. He's hanging out.
I mean, 3 days. At some point in time, I'm calling, like, you know, Fish and Wildlife and, like, yo, get this iguana out of my... Like, unless you have other places to go poop. Because, like, 3 days, I'm for sure got to go at least...
Yeah.
All three of those days, okay? I'm a regular.
Several times.
You know?
All right, let's do it. What is your poop schedule?
I'm for sure in the morning.
Yeah. I'm a morning pooper.
I'm a morning and usually...
Are you a coffee drinker first or are you straight to it?
It doesn't matter. If I have coffee, it happens. But, you know, I'm just... No matter what, it's in the morning. It's going to happen.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I enjoy a little encouragement, so I definitely go with the coffee to kind of help push that all out. And,
What about you, Rude?
In the morning all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the first thing I wake up before I shower.
Yeah. And if you take a shower first, you did it all backwards.
Yeah.
Might as well go back to bed, start your day over.
Why would you shower before you get yourself dirty by pooping?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not ready.
Then why would you shower?
Yeah,
you sit there until you do it.
Like, I know it's going to happen at some point in time. Like, you know?
But sometimes you're in a rush.
We've all ended up spending too much time because we're on our phones and we've lost feeling in our legs, right?
Or 100%.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Half the time I spend in the bathroom, I'm not doing anything.
That's very true. You know? I'm just getting some damn peace and quiet. Yeah.
And I live by myself.
You know? Get quiet from yourself.
Yeah, dude. It's beautiful.
All right.
So moving on. Luckily, like I said, that iguana did eventually find its way out of that man's commode. And
no one was hurt in the process?
No one was hurt. Yeah, luckily.
That's good.
And that man is back to pooping where he regularly should.
Good.
Good for him.
I'm glad.
And that
glad
iguana is no longer in such an unsanitary situation. All right, moving it on. Now, we've all had a situation where we've seen ads and we'd be like, you know what? I could really go for that. I could go for that burger right now. I could go for that taco. But I've never thought that, like, you know what? Damn you for making me want that. I say thank you. Like, I damn you because I want to go get it. But, like, I don't blame you because I have the uncontrollable desires to go eat all the time.
Yes.
And you just happen to prey upon that. Smart advertising. You know that I'm a fat ass. Prey on that.
Yeah.
And that's what they do in this world. And if you can't accept that fact... Look in the mirror, okay? And work out. Stop eating their tacos. But no, apparently, that was just... The ads were just too much for my lady over in Russia. Ksenia Ovinchenkova, which I obviously got that right.
No, you nailed it. That was perfect. Great right. Pronunciation. Wow. Awesome,
any Russians out there were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Do I have Russians on the...
Who is this guy over
on
here?
On the airways right now?
Is that my cousin over there?
You just have me saying how to say names properly over there. In the motherland. Is that a Russian accent?
That I don't know what that was.
I'm in the land. No, that still wasn't it. Okay. Moving on. So she, Ksenia Ovinchenkova, again, 100% proper.
Nailed
you're just
it.
On
yeah.
it right now.
Killing
she
it.
Is on Lent right now. Going through Lent. So what does that mean? She's given up all forms of poultry, meat, dairy, all the good stuff in life. She's given it up. That's how you prove your love to God, by giving up everything that you love for him. Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen?
But unfortunately, when Ksenia saw an ad for McDonald's, she just couldn't take it anymore. Broke down, went down, got some chicken nuggets and a cheeseburger. I mean, I don't blame you. That's my order, too. Nuggets and cheeseburger. But she hated herself so much and felt so much guilt that she's like, you know what? I cannot suffer this guilt alone. McDonald's, you owe some of this guilt. And I sue you for the... So
no.
That's right.
Really?
Good old Ova Chikanova. As again, said that properly.
Nice.
She is suing them for making her break her Lent and become a sinner and going to hell.
Wow.
She's going to hell now. Like, you ate McDonald's during Lent. Like, you're done for.
Yeah, it's right.
Hopefully she goes to hell hopefully with
those,
some money.
I would say hopefully those nuggets were really hot, because get used to it, lady. It's going to be a lot hotter where you're going. H-E double hawk his dicks.
I literally just said that to someone this weekend, and they didn't find it as funny as I did.
Come on, that's a great way of getting away with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're ever in the presence of good, moral Christians like Ksenia Ovichkinova. Actually, she's not a good citizen. She's a terrible Christian.
She's the worst.
She broke Lent.
She's going to hell.
No, she never was. She obviously, if she was a good Christian, she never would have done this.
That's correct.
So, you know.
She clearly doesn't love
her flaws in life were just McDonald's. Which, I feel you, girl. Those are my flaws, too.
Same.
I have a lot more deeper ones, but, you know.
Like bathrooms. Married people.
Are you ready for Aaron?
No!
He's not done yet.
I got the best one, save for last. Okay, so the best part about this, what she's suing them for. She's suing McDonald's for 1,000 rubles, equivalent to $14. So $14 is what she's suing them for.
So
that's it.
Pretty much for the meal that she got.
That's it, yes. Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's what her sins cost. All right, last one. Now, this is actually not so much a news story as a little historical fact about a fantastic specimen that you all need to know about. MySpace specimen, this human is a brilliant man, and he should be someone you know. Joseph Pujol of France, 19th century France. He was himself quite the performer. He found himself in one of those Moulin Rouge kind of shows, sideshow type of Bob type situation.
Yeah.
So he had an interesting trait, an interesting trick. Anyone want to gander what this guy's trick might have been? What could garnish enough people to come and watch him perform?
It's a long ligament, I'm imagining.
No. It was something that he would consume into his body.
A sword?
Not quite, no.
Oh, that would be cool.
He could consume mass amounts of water through his anus.
Oh!
Hey!
Roughly 2 liters of water.
What?
He could suck through his anus and then produce fart sounds.
I mean, was it sucking or was it like just
sucking.
Being pumped in?
He would suck it up himself.
Wow.
He found that out as a young
That's
kid.
That's impressive.
He was 10 years old. He
How
was
do
on,
you find that out?
Yeah,
I'm telling you the story right now. So good old Joseph Pujol was on vacation with his family when he's 10 years old and he was swimming in a pool and realized he could suck water through his ass.
That's, Mom, look.
Now, he told his family and his doctors about it. They all laughed him off, which, why not? That's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Now, it got older. He was in, further higher up in school, told his friends about it and wanted to see if he could still do it. And what did he do? Just stick his butt down a little bowl of toilet of water and sucked it up.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is a guy, so obviously found his way into getting a...
Like a
so wait,
show.
Performing job.
What year?
One of those Moulin
what years
shows.
Was this in?
This is the 19th century France.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
stop asking questions, Brad. Thank you. Let's get through this story, please. For the love of Christ.
I'm just saying that's a. I feel like everyone just got a little bit smarter by knowing about Joseph Pujol right there and his amazing abilities.
Is that really his name?
Joseph Pujol. P-U-J-L. I don't know what the French pronunciation.
Pujol.
I want to say Pujol because it's like Pujols. I'm thinking of. But, yeah, I think that's brilliant right there, right? No?
Yeah.
No one else is...
What a backdoor.
Hey, that's interesting, that's for sure.
No one else is truly amused? Or
oh, I am amused. I am entertained right now.
Yeah, because the guy could... and then produce fart
Yeah,
sound.
We got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are we still talking about this?
Because he had a
Because this is an anomaly. This is an amazing anomaly.
All right, can we bring on Aaron now?
Oh, now you want to bring on Aaron?
You. I mean, if you must.
I guess. Hey, Aaron, you there? Aaron?
Hey there.
Hey, we're good.
All right.
We got her.
Hold on, real quick.
USA! 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 USA!
That's right. We did it. We won the most overall medals, but most importantly, the most gold medals.
We're number one.
That's right. And it was pretty impressive, too, because the gap between total medals, between first and second, we had 113, and China only had 88. And then Japan was third with 58. So we really killed it. We really did an impressive job.
World domination is kind of our bag over here in the good old U.S. of
A. I feel like that's England's job, usually. We didn't really do much dominance in the world other than sports.
So, Aaron,
are we talking about sports?
God.
Do we ever?
I'm sorry. I'm dealing with a lot today, Aaron, okay? Your brother just told us all a story about a man who sucks water through
his butthole.
So anyway,
it's anus. Okay, anus is the proper terminology.
Autobiographical? Could be. So, what was your biggest takeaway from these Olympics?
That America is the greatest, which was really fun. And then I know you were talking about basketball, but like we really are just so dominant in basketball. I know the men had lost those few games, but I mean, it didn't matter. They won when it was important. The women won. And then they also won in that new thing, the 3x3. So
yeah, that was
we took gold.
No, yeah. I was just going to say, that was a surprising sport that we had half-court 3-on-3 basketball. But hey, we'll take it.
Very strange. It's weird because I feel like they're trying to mix it up, which is nice. But they also have really strange things like 3x3 basketball and like mixed races. So you had men and women in races. And you know, they had this weird canoeing race, which was interesting to watch. But like, it seems like we're just handing out participation medals. Hey, you're in a strange sport that no one else does? Okay, we'll put it in the Olympics so you can get a medal. It was kind of odd.
Well, didn't we also do fast walking in the Olympics back in London as well?
We're still doing speed walking.
Wait, that's a thing still?
Never gone away.
That's
huge.
That is the dumbest thing.
Oh, you think that's the dumbest sport?
Of all of them? Yeah, at least canoeing. That's at least something. Walking faster than the rest without running?
Actually a very technical sport, and it's a
I do that at Disneyland.
I hope they never get rid of it.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch, to be honest. So love that. So talk to us about this this runner who had the Frenchman who had a bit of an incident with the water table.
Yeah, so this Morhad Amdouni from France is running in the marathon. He's like second or third behind Eliud Kipchoge. They're in a close group. And he reaches out to grab a water bottle off this table and then proceeds to knock down every single water bottle except for the last one. And it's like 25 or 30 water bottles. It was very strange. And just if it was on purpose, he should be banned forever. If it was on accident, he should still be banned forever. So some people were saying it was an accident, and I don't know. I've watched it over and over.
I'm watching it right now. That is no accident.
You hope it's not. Like, why would you do that?
That's just true.
So everyone else has to be thirsty, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was stupid because there was literally another table like 20 feet away. But it also seems really suspicious because in the clip you can see there are like four or five people that grab water bottles like right before him. So some people were saying, oh, the water bottles were slippery. He was tired.
Why do people want to defend him right now? Like, I don't get it. Like, if it looks like, you know, pretty blatant, like, yeah, that's kind of a messed up move, dude.
It's only
like
French.
It's just very petty. Like, maybe not
incredibly
bad, but yeah. Just give him some. He needs a little, you know, a little backhand right now, like from society, not like a figurative, actual one.
Yeah, they are liking up his Instagram page. I don't know if you've seen it, but he's got only like 10,000 followers, and like his two most recent posts had like 6,000 comments each. So
that's amazing.
The world is letting him know he's a pooper for sure.
That is amazing. On your way out, Aaron, you got anything else on the Olympics to kind of wrap it up, the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo that happened in 2021?
Yeah, I'm pretty sad that it's over. Maybe the one big story would be Molly Seidel, who won the bronze in the marathon, and it was only the third marathon she ever ran.
Wow.
Which is, like,
really?
Incredible.
That is incredible. All right, didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, we're going to have you go digging a little deeper for sports now that the Olympics are over. So looking forward to what you come up with between now and when we have you back on next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right. Later, Aaron.
Best part about my man, Joseph Pujol, forgot to mention this. He performed under the name Le Petomen, also translates to the Fart Maniac. The Farto Maniac. The Farto Maniac. the Fartomaniac. And he was actually Moulin Rouge's highest earning performer.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised. Was that in the movie?
During his time there, he was their highest earning performer.
Was that in the movie, or is that like an off-brand?
I've never seen actually the movie Moulin Rouge before. So
okay.
I don't know if there was any ass in sucking up water happening in that.
Okay. Well, I feel like somebody's
going to figure this out. All right. So each week we nominate something to make it to our elusive TBP Hall of Fame. Last week, I was the winner.
Again?
Again, defending my title with leaving work, the feeling of leaving work. And that felt great.
Who'd you beat?
Everyone, obviously.
No, I mean, like, in the championship.
It was just one poll now.
It was.
Oh, we're doing the one poll? Oh, yeah. Nice.
It was A, B, C, and D.
Wow, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so I am the president of everybody. So let's go ahead and hit the TVP Hall of Fame.
Place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
All right, it is the TBP Hall of Fame. I'm back-to-back winner, so I get to go last. Who would like to step up to the plate and go first? All right, Brad, go ahead.
Oh, no, you raised your hand. You want to go, Rudy?
No, I went first last time.
Oh, okay, all right.
Switch it up.
Well, I'm going to go with an oldie. Actually, one I've already used. So, but I feel like it's a quality one. It made it to the championship round. I feel like it was very... outmatched with the Space Jam's pick. I mean, after I heard that, I knew.
Spit it out, dude. Let's go.
Mexican Coke. Okay, we're throwing it right back out there.
Right.
I know the fans want it.
All right.
You want it.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem to really love yourself some Mexican Coke.
I love it. It's the best type of Coke.
Well, Rudy, your pick, sir.
Mine is bacon. Bacon makes everything better.
Bacon. Okay.
That's a good
I love
one.
Bacon. Yep. Sorry, Steph.
I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, that's a good one.
Chick-fil-A sauce,
All right.
I love Chick-fil-A sauce.
Coming off the hills of our Olympic dominance, I'm going with USA!
Oh my
USA!
God, you're such a pander.
USA! Oh, America, baby!
You are the worst right now.
That's how you play the game, baby.
Disgusting
that is
right
how
now.
You play the game.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even going to put the poll up this week.
Right? I mean,
I don't think it's done for. I don't even care.
Play to win. No. I play to win the game.
Just, wow, like,
I'm
okay.
Just filling it with a bunch of mundane BS right now. I hate it.
Right?
It's what's so wrong stupid. With America? You hate America or what?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
All of this right now.
You guys, unpatriotic, huh?
Go Russia.
You mean Rock Nation, man.
Was that your R-O-C. Was that your Russian?
That was my try.
All right, everyone has to do a Russian accent.
I mean,
now.
You got to go now.
Yeah.
Right. Yours right now.
What were you going? Wow. Spanish, Russian, Russian, Spanish?
I don't know what happened there. Mother Russia.
Yeah.
Okay. That was pretty poor.
All right, Rudy.
I'm not going to do it.
Everyone.
I'm going to start
Yeah, just try it. Just try it. Just try it.
I can't even say.
Oh,
go.
Those dirty
go,
Russians.
Go, I can't. I'm
going to
start.
Andrei Kirilenko.
What? Are you trying to do like a video game style Russian?
Andrei Kirilenko.
I can't.
You got to give us something.
Yeah.
Yeah, give us something.
Just think Call of Duty.
Andrei Kirilenko.
Ovechkin.
Derek?
You already gave one, though.
Yeah,
you already tried.
Alexander Ovechkin.
We're so bad at this. Brad, one more time, please.
Alexander Ovechkin.
Okay, that
wasn't bad. That was all right.
Okay.
You're clearly...
I do good.
All right. You want to hit us with a quick Monday Miners?
Oh, I can hit you with mini Miners.
Okay, now you lost.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I tried. Anyway, so last week we had a lot of fun names over on the East Coast. I'm going to go down to Texas. The Sod Poodles. Can you guess where they're from? In Texas? Anybody? Anybody know where they're actually from? Amarillo, Texas.
Mm.
And do you know what a Sod Poodle is?
Armadillo?
No. I'll give you guys a picture. So it's more for you guys, but that's what we're looking at.
What is what that?
It's a prairie dog, everybody. It is the Cowboys slang for prairie dog. Okay. It's a sod poodle.
Sod poodle.
Yeah, they just changed their names recently.
I just dropped off a couple of sod poodles in my bathroom the other day.
They're part of the AA C North division. They're part of the Frisco Rough Riders and San Antonio and the Corpus Christi and Midtown. So they are the Arizona Diamondbacks AA team. So, yeah, and they're in the central standings.
Shouts to
they're awful.
Poodles.
You know, they're very bottom, but, you know.
Whatever. If they want to send us some gear, we're happy to take it.
Then they are one of the best teams I've ever seen if they start sending that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The Amarillo Sod Poodles.
The Amarillo.
Amarillo Sod Amarillo. Poodles.
Okay. Amarillo.
I bet you if we left right now, we could probably get there by morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Bradley.
I don't.
It's a Amarillo by morning.
George Strait.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go.
Ba-dum-tsh.
All right.
Shut up, Brad.
We have three topics we need to finish up in the next 4 minutes. So let's zoom through this. Giants absolutely killing it.
Let's go.
Even though the Dodgers are playing incredibly well. Last time I checked, we still have a 3.5 game lead. The Dodgers can't make up any room on us because we keep dominating. 7-3 in our last 10. I can't even remember the last time we lost a series. Just on fire.
And we're four winning, games up.
We're winning games by luck. A lot of wins are comeback wins. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're up by four, by the way.
All right. Right now?
Right now we're up by four.
All right.
Let's go.
Excellent.
Let's go.
Racial slurs used in Colorado.
Shocking?
Like,
no.
Seems like they're saying, trying to say it says Dinger, so we'll know.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
They're trying to say he was saying the name Dinger.
Oh.
That's the name of their,
which is their mascot. So.
Dinger. Yeah.
It's still being investigated as we speak.
Was it just a fan, or was
Brinson,
it?
They were yelling it out, right? Or
no, they're yelling it at Dinger. They're saying that they're yelling it at their mascot. Mm.
That's weird.
We'll see.
All right. And Wheeler throwing a gem.
Yeah. Threw a gem. I think he retired 13.
Are we talking about the Phillies right now? No. We're not talking about
Roy
that.
On Roy Holiday's.
Who cares?
Hey, R.I.P. Roy Holiday. He's Hall dead. Of Famer. Yes, R.I.P.
We've already done that
but
before.
Zach Wheeler's an ex-Giant.
I don't know why we're talking about
that's
Zach
why,
Wheeler right
he's
now.
He's an ex-Giant.
So I mean, so?
I don't care.
He never played for the Giants. He was on the minor league team.
Why would you?
We gave him
put
away.
That in there?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Okay, you're never allowed to put anything else in there again.
Fine. See, wow. That rundown's going to be nothing without me.
Okay. Trey Lance, is he getting too much hype for the
49ers? We can still do a show without you too, Rudy.
That is true.
Trey Lance, is he getting too much hype for the 49ers? Your thoughts, Rudy?
I think he is. I mean, he's throwing passes in practice. Come on, play in a game, and then we'll see what he's about.
All right, fair enough. Give us some NFL futures.
NFL futures, Kansas City Chiefs are plus 650, Tampa Bay's plus 900, Green Bay's plus 900, Bills are plus 900, followed up by four teams, the Rams, Niners, and I forgot the other two, at plus 1,600.
All right. Of those, which one would you take?
Dude, I'll take probably the Niners at plus 1,600, man.
It's good value.
Yeah, 16, dude. Let's go.
Weird stuff going on with Michael Thomas, but it's all very speculative, so we won't talk about that. And you know, I think we could get to the rest of this at another time. Let's do some Grinds My Gears. You got some, Derek?
I do not, no.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll knock out at least one. Does anyone else have any? Excellent. All right, moving on. Hit me.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When someone leaves a shopping cart in a parking spot.
I've done that before.
Oh.
Gosh, get your own, man.
All right. When someone...
Do you need me to hit you again? Because it kind of...
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When a pedestrian has a Bluetooth speaker playing their own music out loud for everyone to hear.
I feel like we've done this before.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do
it. Do we want to do a repeat? Here we go. It's
another
repeat.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Oh, you want me to...
Yeah, I mean, you're going to repeat. Let's go. Let's keep going.
When you're walking, stay on the right side. That's the way traffic goes.
You know what really grinds my gears?
I'm running out. I can't remember all of Derek's.
All right, I got one. When, say, a girl drops a wine glass and takes a picture without cleaning it first. Like, oh, I'm so clumsy. Snapchats it.
Who does that?
A lot of girls do.
Also, stop yelling, Opa, when someone drops something. No one in the restaurant likes that. It's annoying. Stop doing it.
Yes.
All right, fine. I got
What about a Mazel Tov?
We got one real quick.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Whenever girls go on a weekend, they're like, oh, my gosh, watch out, Nashville. We're going to get you. Like, no, girl, you're just going to get blacked out drunk and play all